Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
Let me see if I can grab some of you with an expanded take on savings. And I know for many of you, this is an agonizing subject. It may be a boring subject. It may be an exciting subject. It may be something that is out of reach in your mind, in your perspective. But the bottom line is everybody knows that they need to save. At least they know it as a theoretical, lofty, out-of-reach ideal. But very few people save. You know, our savings rate in this country is 4%. It's 4%. And that's an average, but averages are terrible because they don't apply to anybody because nobody in the world is average. But maybe people don't save because they don't understand the why. So as soon as a financial planner, financial advisor, financial agent, financial entertainer comes out and says, you need to do this and you need to do it in this way. Well, they're going to lose you because they're starting out with the how. You need to do it this way. You need to open up a savings account. You need to open up 10 savings accounts. I've even said that myself before. A savings account for vacation, a savings account for opportunities, a savings account for walk away, a savings account for emergencies. Okay, that's the how, but you've got to grab hold of the why. So if I would have suggested to you that you should save $1,000 a month, for example, for the next 10 years, without regard to any earnings on that money, just save $1,000 a month for 10 years, you might call me foolish. Maybe you'll call me other things. But if I show you an individual who has $120,000 in savings, regardless of their method, you might call them a genius. Now, of course, if you're a cynic, you might call them out on their poor choice of a savings vehicle because they hardly earned any interest, or you might counter that they could have done better in some kind of an investment. Or you might come up with some other reason why that result is just not all that exciting. My bottom line is anybody who has $100,000 in their savings account has overcome Parkinson's law. They've overcome the tendency to spend everything that they make. They've decided that savings is a priority for 100 different reasons. Now, your reasons are your reasons. And you may be familiar with Parkinson's law. A lot of my colleagues have been referencing that law for a long time. Parkinson's law says a luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity. It also says that work expands to meet the time allotted. It also says that expenses will rise to meet income. I typically want to turn that around and say expenses will rise to explode income, or income will be diminished in proportion to your expenses. Look at it any way you want. The bottom line is most Americans are spending everything that they earn. So here's a couple of references I want to give you. And this is from Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit number 2, he says, begin with the end in mind. And there's a reason I'm sharing this with you. Begin with the end in mind. That means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. So you need to know where you are going in order to better understand where you are now, so that the steps you take are always in the right direction. So keep that in mind for just a second. I'm going to give you a biblical reference. Now, this is God thinking. This is God's way of looking at things. He says in Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning. Now, you'd say, well, you know, God's God, so he kind of knows how to do things. Yeah, maybe we should think more like he thinks. He declares the end from the beginning, meaning he knows exactly where he wants to go. This is a principle that says to me, when you know where you're going, the road becomes clear. Here's reference number 3. Parkinson also has said a few other things about the human tendency to have expenses overtake income. Now, this is where your attitude towards savings is going to come into play. He says the time spent on any item of the agenda will be in inverse proportion to the sum involved. Now, that's a lot of words. The time spent on an item of the agenda will be in inverse proportion to the sum involved. Now, here's what's going on. You've got $50 in your savings account. So, of course, you're not going to spend any time or energy figuring it out how to get from $50 to $100. You see what I'm saying? Because there's so little there, you're not spending any time developing it and improving it, enhancing it, and figuring it out, how am I going to triple it and quadruple it and keep on going? But here's the thing. You're looking at it from today's perspective. What if you could look at it with the end in mind? What if you could see yourself having $1 million in your savings, however you picture it, wherever that might be? I don't care what financial vehicle we're talking about. What we're talking about right now is getting to the heart of the matter. Do you want to have $1 million in savings? The answer is yes. Well, then you have to do whatever it takes to get you there. Now, we're practitioners and subject matter experts on the infinite banking concept. Emphasis on the word concept. Concept exists in your mind. You have to think, first of all, that you're worth having $1 million in savings. Now, besides that, what's the alternative? What's the alternative if I get to 55 or 65 or 75 years old and I don't have that $1 million saved up? Why don't you look at the end and tell yourself, I'm going to have $1 million. Now, how do I get there? Well, save $1,000 a month. That's a pretty good start. You've got $12,000 in a year. You've got $120,000 in 10 years. Now, the cynic comes back and says, well, what about interest? I don't really care about interest right now, but let's say, just to satisfy that question, what if you could earn 5% after tax? That's a big number. What if you could earn 5% after tax in those 10 years? Well, your $120,000 grew to $155,000. Is it really a big deal between $120,000 and $155,000? No, it really isn't. A bigger number is better than a smaller number. But why don't we focus on getting the discipline, getting the habit of putting the money in, as John Savage would say, the systematic methodology of putting the money in and not removing it. Right? So you're going to want a coach around you. You're going to want a cheerleader. You're going to want to rub elbows with other people that are doing the same thing. We can get to the next steps and say, well, okay, now that I've got the habits started, I've broke the pattern of spending all my money. I've broke the pattern of overspending and putting everything on credit cards and having more debt now than I had 10 years ago. We've defeated that bad habit. Now what do I do? Well, now we're going to build a system. And the infinite banking concept is a combination of some very basic things. It's a combination of the saving habit. It's a combination of the saving habit with a life insurance policy, a cash value life insurance policy. And by the way, everybody needs life insurance, whether they understand it or not today, or whether they realize it or not today. Everyone's going to need a permanent, long-term, keep it until you die life insurance policy that has cash value in it. Now we're going to add some layers. Now we're going to add the concept about the banking function and controlling the banking function. I've got savings going on. I've got a cash value policy, which is tax advisable and has all the other benefits. Now I'm going to learn how to become my own banker and learn how to control the banking function for myself and learn the virtue of paying myself more than the cost of borrowing. So as we add these layers one on top of the other, we're starting to build a banking system that's going to serve not only ourselves and our own financial needs, it's also going to serve the needs of the future generations, because we're going to teach our kids this thinking. So the model has to come after the mindset shift. It's got to be a paradigm shift. I'm going to save 10% of my income that I wasn't saving before. Or if I was saving 10%, I'm going to save 20%. Now, here's the thing. Many of you are saying, well, that's fine for people who make $500,000 a year, who have a business, who gross $1 million a year or $10 million. You know what? This is for business owners. This is for W-2 wage earners. This is for highly compensated professionals, because all of us are human beings, and you're going to just have to admit we are all in the same boat together. We all have the same bad habits when it comes to spending. I'm putting my hand up. I've got the same habit. I love to shop. I love to shop more than my wife does. I could teach her some things about shopping, because I'm a marathon shopper. Yeah, we all like to do that stuff, but we'll also want to enjoy the result of creating these new habits. I look forward to speaking with you again, building on this principle, getting the why down. If you have a why, you'll find the wherewithal to do it and figure out how to do it. We can help you. Continue to follow us and continue to build this out. Thanks.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.